Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali, and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. We need to keep talking about the situation. I feel like content creators, influencers, people who have platforms, people who, you know, are building platforms need to keep talking about everything that is going on. And I will continue to keep doing it on this platform 24/7. Keep raising awareness. It is a basic necessity that I have to bring and that I've been bringing on this channel. And there have been now been so many updates from this George Floyd case that is taking place, not to mention riots that are spreading rife through Atlanta, New York, everywhere, and rightfully so. Because this is what needs to happen, guys. This is what needs to happen. Because what does peaceful protesting do? I'm not saying damage and hurt people, but take a stand. And this is what everybody is doing. And to do so in America, what they're doing is something that you have to have such amount of respect for. Why? Because they're putting their lives at stake for so many other individuals and people who unfortunately died at the hands of this white supremacy built, institutionalized, racist, disgusting, vile system. And we have the fact that apparently it wasn't even just one guy on his knee, there were four people on him. Not just one. It just looked like one, but it wasn't actually one, it was four. And also the guy who killed, who was a murderer, was charged for third degree, not second or at least first, and apparently has been released. So I don't understand what is going on. There was an autopsy result that was saying that, you know, it was because he had other situations, other underlying health conditions. It's always underlying health conditions. And these were the reasons that killed George Floyd. They basically blamed him for his own murder. Do you guys even understand or realize how disgusting that is? This man was killed shouting for his own mother. Video on video, proof right there, 8 minutes. But then he's been blamed for his own death. And apparently this murderer and George Floyd have a history. They've known each other for 17 years. So this is personal. He used his job. He used his job to get back at somebody because of a personal situation that included death. This person needs to be in prison for first-degree murder. It needs to happen. It just third degree isn't enough. Oh, sorry, because Minneapolis is a state that doesn't do first, second in this relation. Sorry, this is not how it goes. The justice system is corrupt and it needs to be overridden. It needs to be burnt to the damn ground, burnt, disintegrated, every single piece, and it needs to be rebuilt. It's nearly 4 a.m. and I'm making this podcast. I am tired as hell. I want to go to bed. I want to sleep. But there is still a lot of work to do and I want to keep raising awareness and doing so. And that is why I'm here making this quick podcast on this situation, because there's been not only been so many updates, but you just need to keep raising awareness for stuff like this, because it builds this kind of heavy heart for a lot of people all over the world that are seeing this. And I've seen so many videos now of so many cops and how they treat these black men. It is just so sad. Like, and black women as well. I've seen it. I just keep seeing so many now. And it's all over Twitter. It's all over. And this is the issue with also showing stuff. When I speak about these situations, in especially my last weeks of videos, I haven't shown any of these videos because I feel like recycling footage, of course the footage is needed in the first place to raise massive amounts of awareness. So the footage does have value. It is evidence, but it also can incite a lot of trauma for people as well. Because when it had George Floyd had survived, the PTSD then that follows this will remain for the rest of his life. The rest of his life. How deeply ingrained this becomes, how you have to carry this with you when you sleep, when you wake up, flashbacks, bad dreams, nightmares, 24/7. This is why institutionalized racism is just so deep, because it penetrates you mentally and can really F you up in ways that you don't even understand until you face that PTSD. It seems like a nightmare. Yeah. This year is just getting, I don't even know, child. 2020 is going to be a year for the books, going to be a year for us all to remember when we get older. It's just going to be one hell of a year. It's just vicious. But these protests, these riots, this outrage, it's all needed. It's just all needed. I just can't believe they tried to blame him for his own murder. How sinister is that? And there were also alleged reports that there were police people working to, you know, create havoc and burn down buildings so that they get this kind of sympathy narrative, and that this particular policeman was exposed by his ex-wife. So this is all coming to light as well through social media. So yes, social media has its cons, but it has its pros when it comes to stuff like this. It helps to facilitate justice by showing evidence and videos that can go viral that we can all have access to, because if it never existed, we wouldn't even know what would be going on, because, you know, the media within itself can just really be so biased. Not that social media can't be, but it just helps to try and seek out the actual truth for what is going on and get the first degree experiences that people are going through their own videos and their own profiles. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's such a situation that it's like you have such a heavy heart with this stuff, man. Racism really overpowered coronavirus. Like, and then you have Regis, if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, from Toronto, who fell from a balcony, a black woman. How did she fall? What had happened? Apparently the mother had witnessed this. You know, we're seeing a lot of these stories now coming out left, right and center. And this is going to cause some kind of revolt. That's what I believe. And I feel like it's highly needed because things aren't changing. The justice system is corrupt. Innocent people are dying. And I absolutely hate, I just can't fathom injustice. It really riles me up and has been riling me up since I was a young kid. I hate it so much. And now I have a platform that I worked very hard to build, to make, and I can continue to speak on it so other people can hear what I'm saying and we can just keep staying aware about this entire situation. We still can. Apparently there's a protest in London going on 31st of May. I would like to go to it, but also coronavirus, like, I just don't know what is going on. Although yes, people are rioting and protesting, but to be in massive groups like during this pandemic, this is why it's making it very difficult. So I don't know even if that's a fake poster anyways that I was seeing online. Like, I don't even know if that was real, you know. But at the same time, this situation is mad. It's just mad, guys. It's actually mental. Like, it's actually just mad. It's so crazy and just ridiculous. There's been so many updates to this. I just can't believe they blamed him for his own murder. He was there, murdered in plain sight, and they said that because he had random underlying health conditions. Those were the reason. So he was on the floor, people were stepping on him, but then his underlying health conditions came into fruition suddenly then, and then he died. This is how injustice works. This is how it's maintained, and this is how it's repeated 24/7, and this just cannot run anymore. This cannot run anymore, man. It just cannot run anymore. Fuck these fucking stupid racist white cunts. Fuck them all. I hate injustice with my fucking heart. They are bottom barrel scum. Justice will come for them. They are dirty, disgusting, insidious cunts. Fuck these fucking white racists. I'm fucking sick of it. Oh, guys, I don't swear, but sometimes you need to just let it out and get that frustration out. And swearing is needed. It is language that is used for frustration, and I will happily use it in the name of injustice, to seek justice, and in the name of abuse. I'm so sorry. I definitely will. All of the chains are off when it comes to how you should speak and decorum and value and manners and all that. When it comes to abuse and when it comes to injustice, all of that is off, and it's a whole new different situation. I'm outraged, and many all over this world are outraged and even more outraged by this disgusting, sad situation. People are getting away with cold-blooded murder, and the autopsy results are sickening and definitely are fake as hell. I'm so sorry, allegedly these are definitely fake for me. They just don't really make any sense, and it's just sickening, man. The world is turning upside down right now, upside down on its head. America especially has this really deeply ingrained massive problem that has been bubbling under for a very long time as well, still, especially in the last 20 years. And with Trump saying, you know, if people are looting, you should start shooting, telling you to shoot your own civilians, calling them thugs as well. The president said that, trying to facilitate more violence. Looting. Like, the entire land of America wasn't looted from people. Like, museums aren't filled with looted items. Like, Black Wall Street wasn't looted. What the hell? The hypocrisy in these statements. People are so blind because they're so lost in their own privilege. They are swimming in the ocean of their own privilege, and they become lost and talk absolute nonsense. I'm sick of it, and I wanted to make a podcast episode, and from today onwards for a while, I will be coming out with daily podcast episodes on these matters to keep, you know, everybody aware, short 10 to 15 minute episodes. Let me know what you lot think. Please do listen and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.